Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, has the Health Subcommittee met this week?
Yes, we have. On Wednesday, we marked up a large series of bills to address opioid abuse. Opioid abuse in this country has been growing at a staggering rate. As most of you know, an opioid is a medication that is used to relieve pain. Doctors prescribe it in the form of morphine, often after a surgery. Other common forms of opioids are hydrocodone and oxycodone, which are commonly referred to as Vicodin, Oxycontin, and Percocet. When used properly, opioids can aid in recovery by stemming a patient's discomfort enough to allow for sleep. But opioids are highly addictive. And that's where there's often a problem. When patients take opioids for a long time, they sometimes build up a tolerance, and therefore they take more of the opioid to obtain the same pain-blocking effects. Before they know it, they're dependent. Abuse of prescription drugs like opioids are a particularly large problem with young adults ages 18 to 25, and this statistic is the most heartbreaking of all. This week, my committee took the first step towards addressing this uptick in abuse and damage to our young people, and I hope to see many of the bills we worked on come to the House floor for a vote soon.
Are there any updates on what's going on with Planned Parenthood?
Yes, there are. On Wednesday, the Select Panel on Infant Lives hosted a hearing to discuss the pricing of fetal tissue. As most of you know, we found out last year that abortion clinics were being paid by procurement businesses for baby body parts. The question is, were the abortion clinics profiting from these sales? We know they were being paid, but were they profiting? And that's what the hearing on Wednesday was all about. We heard a lot of evidence and even got to see some screenshots of these procurement businesses' websites where we could see that they actually say on their website, "We will make your clinic profitable." So clearly, if they were marketing themselves as a racket that would make clinics more profitable, in all likelihood, the abortion clinics were profiting from the sale of baby body parts. At the hearing, three former federal prosecutors confirmed that a federal investigation was warranted into whether organ profiting was occurring at these clinics or not.
Thank you for the update. Now, what about the Lantos Commission on Human Rights that you chair? Do you have any updates from that realm for us?
Yes, in fact, I do, as I've spoken about this before. In March, we welcomed Secretary of State John Kerry's formal declaration that Christians, Yazidis, Shia Muslims, and other religious minorities are targets of genocide by ISIS. This label is extremely important. When the United States speaks, people listen. And when we label something as genocide, it makes the rest of the world sit up and listen. On Tuesday, we held a hearing where we heard from the State Department, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, and the director of the Genocide Prevention Program at George Mason University. Our hearing focused on gathering recommendations from the witnesses about how the United States and the international community can move forward to stop the slaughter of Christians in the Middle East. And one of the witnesses, Dr. Robert George, who chairs the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, had many recommendations for action. One of them, including encouraging dialogue on the ground about increasing tolerance for religious diversity. We also discussed helping displaced refugees, but it's important to remember that many of the religious minorities that have lived in Iraq and Syria for centuries, much longer than ISIS has existed, would ultimately like to return home. And that's why it's important that we figure out ways to sustain an environment that tolerates religious diversity. Such tolerance, and even the presence of Christianity in the Middle East, I believe, will prove to be a stabilizing influence on the region.
Thanks for that insight into the situation in the Middle East. Do you have a good news headliner for us?
Yes, I do. I was proud to find out this week that our own Joby Warrick a graduate of Hempfield High School in Lancaster, won the Pulitzer Prize on Monday for his nonfiction book, Black Flags, The Rise of ISIS. Joby now works for the Washington Post in Washington, D.C., but he definitely hasn't forgotten his roots here in Pennsylvania's 16th District. The LNP reported that Joby phoned his high school English teacher early on Monday morning to tell her the news of its Pulitzer Award before the official announcement was made at 3 that afternoon. So congratulations, Joby. Keep up the good work. The 16th Congressional District is proud to call you its own.
Thank you so much, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.